News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Playing on all things budgetary. We did speak earlier on the programme to public affairs consultant, Sunday Times columnist and former senior political advisor Gerard Howlan, who outlined his view of Budget 2022.
Well, the problem with the budget today is that if what's promised is delivered, we're going to translate what looks like a lot of good economic news into a big wasted opportunity in terms of long-term investment. The people in our country, unlike me, are under 40, under 30, who don't have houses of their own, who are paying extraordinarily high rents, who are going to have to provide pensions on top of that somehow as well. And they're the people who are going to live longest than any generation in human history. They've got to pay the cost of climate change, and they've got to manage a situation over the next 30 years where we will be down to two workers for every five dependents in the economy. They're the people the burden of the future falls on. And the way we're spending and how we're spending and the racking up of debt to do that spending is doubling down on their burden in a way that I believe is deeply unfair. If you're over 50, you have your own job and your own house and some bit of a pension on top of the state pension, actually, you're proverbially speaking on the pig's back. But you, and I include myself in this, are being preferred by policies that are being borrowed for, the debt of which is going to fall on everyone under 30, under 40, on top of the hugely additional costs that they uniquely, unlike us, are facing.
For more on this, I'm joined now by John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics in Trinity College in Dublin. John, you heard what Gerard Howlan has to say. Is he right? Is this a budget that is going to further burden young people? And are we protecting and insulating an elite who are over 50 and own their own houses?
He has a point, but I don't think that your summary of it is a fair assessment of what's happened over the last decade. What you have seen in Ireland is that those on lowest incomes have been consistently protected by government since 2009, and the distribution of income has narrowed pretty consistently over the last. So budgets actually, if you're concerned about fairness and protecting those on low incomes, they have done over a series of governments have done a reasonably good job, and that'll be the case today. But the problem for young people today is A, housing, but also climate change. I will be dead before things get really hot and really difficult. But there are young people today who will suffer from very significantly from climate change in the future. So one of the investments we need to make is in tackling climate change today for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It may cost us, this generation, a significant amount to do so, but it is the right thing to do for those who are young today and those who are to come in the future.
Okay, but housing is obviously a huge issue. Do the measures within this budget address that?
The problem with housing is, if the government do a great job on housing, we'll see the benefits in 5 years' time, during the term of the next government, because spending money isn't the solution. If you spend money with the same number of houses,
and they are spending money, $4 billion investment in housing, including the largest ever capital budget, $2.6 billion.
I would be concerned that they are going to, and that's the one area of concern, particular area of concern, that they will spend too much money on housing, and when it's going to have no effect on the number of houses built in the next year. What they need to do is see how they can make it easier to build houses, deal with NIMBYism and so on, so that we can build. And they are taking measures on the supply side to increase the supply, but we won't see the benefits next year. It'll be in years to come. So if the government do a great job on housing, we'll see major benefits in the second half of this decade. Whether this government is allowed
the end of Kenny line, you can't build houses overnight, is true. But are you saying even throwing huge sums of money, €4 billion, at housing isn't going to fix the problem of supply?
No, you can't go to IKEA and buy a house and stick it up in kit form. You actually have to build them. And the problem is you can't import houses. You have to build them. And building them takes people and we don't have the people. So that that's the challenge.
Okay.
So you can spend more money, but with the same number of houses, you just get more expensive houses.
Okay, so a shortage on the supply side of labour, of materials, of all of that, that may hamper the money that we're throwing at it, delivering what it's supposed to do. You mentioned climate. The climate change accommodations within this budget, are they a good move?
Yes. And one of the things about, say, it looks fairly certain the carbon tax will rise as the Oireachtas, and most of the parties agreed in the Oireachtas that this should happen.
Probably to €41 per tonne, we're hearing.
Yeah, and the government will get the revenue, not the Saudi Arabian government. And the government are going to, and I'm sure they will show in the budget, how they will use it to raise fuel allowances to protect those in low incomes. If you don't have the revenue, you can't protect those in low incomes. So the carbon tax is there to encourage us to do the right thing and help fund protection for those who are least well off.
Okay, but you mentioned carbon tax and obviously fossil fuels and climate change, and I think there is a huge interest in that, particularly among young people. But if we do move towards the likes of e-vehicles and changing over from diesel and petrol and the cars that are currently on the roads, we raise an awful lot of money. We raise an awful lot of money through our motor tax and through our excise on petrol. If we're cutting motor tax for e-vehicles and if we're no longer using petrol, what's going to happen there?
The government needs to start changing the way we tax motor vehicles, because they get about €6 billion in revenue from transport. And most of that will disappear if we have electrical vehicles by 2030. So they're going to have to charge differently. And what should happen in this budget is they should raise taxes on buying fossil fuel cars rather than increasing subsidies on EVs. The Department of Finance 2 years ago estimated that if they continued with the policy of subsidization, it would cost the state €10 billion. €10 billion is a lot of money. So we have to start changing the tax system on motor vehicles to something different, where eventually you will have congestion charges. Now, you can't introduce them today in this budget, but you need to prepare a tax system for the future.
And obviously the taxation system hasn't changed radically in this budget at all. But lastly, before I let you go, John, just looking at health and looking at social welfare, huge amounts of money being spent on both of those. Is that money well spent?
Well, on social welfare, a lot of that is to compensate for rising prices. So that isn't necessarily, it would be termed a giveaway. So a significant part of the social welfare and
Will it add to the rising prices? Will increasing social welfare, will that push up inflation further?
It's what happens on taxation. No, it's not going to push up inflation further. But I think there is an overall problem that if the economy is booming, that's when you should actually be taking money out of the economy. I wouldn't be doing it by reducing the social welfare payments. What I would be doing is raising taxes elsewhere. But we'll have to see the budget as a package to see how that's going to impact on the macro economy.
And lastly, John, just a brief overview. Do you think we're getting it right today? I mean, I sort of touched on that in the beginning, but a lot of people are suggesting that this is too much of a giveaway. It's going to overheat the economy. They're going to move in a bad direction.
It's the area of investment in housing that makes me nervous. The rest of it, I think sounds like a broadly sensible budget.
Thank you for that indeed. That is John Fitzgerald, their adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College in Dublin.